Wisconsin Public Radio News review of IRS filings confirms there is a casino money trail leading to the Doyle re-election campaign. The largest chunk comes from Dennis Troha, the Kenosha businessman backing the Menominee tribe's effort to build a casino at the Dairyland Dog Track. The GOP Governors Association ad doesn't mention that donation specifically.
4 years ago, the casinos placed a big bet. They put $750,000 behind Jim Doyle, and they won. Doyle gave casinos an illegal lifetime deal. More profits for casinos, millions less for taxpayers.
But a spokesman for the Ho-Chunk Nation says tribes don't contribute directly to any candidate campaigns. John Greendeer says his tribe gave $500,000 to the Democratic National Committee in 2002, but this year hasn't contributed anything. He points out his tribe is still feuding with Doyle over the length of its current compact.
We still do not have a compact. We definitely did not buy any concessions from the governor. We didn't buy a thing other than a chance to be heard, to be part of that political process.
Mark Green and Jim Doyle are both benefiting from legal soft money funneled through Democratic or GOP-leaning 527 groups. Whether it's tribal casino money or money from Amway tycoon Dick DeVos, whose group All Children Matter back ads like this one, attacking Doyle on property taxes.
I signed the tightest property tax freeze in the history of the state.
Tax freeze? Under Governor Doyle, Wisconsin property taxes went up $1 billion.
Wisconsin Democracy Campaign Director Mike McCabe says the state legislature is to blame for the ads because a U.S. Supreme Court ruling calls on states to regulate them.
But Wisconsin's lawmakers have not acted in response to that U.S. Supreme Court ruling. Wisconsin has left this loophole wide open.
With less than 2 weeks left before the election, voters are likely to hear a lot more ads funded by groups with no direct connection to either Doyle or Green. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.